Welcome to Project Renew, a haven where nurses come to find peace, clarity, and rejuvenation. I'm Yona, your fellow nurse and host, passionate about guiding you towards a renewed sense of mental and emotional well-being. In each episode, we'll dive into the heart of what it means to care for others while also caring for ourselves. We'll explore themes of resilience, self-care, and healing, all tailored to the unique experiences of nurses. This is more than a podcast. It's a community where we come together to support, uplift, and empower one another. Whether you're seeking a moment of tranquility in a busy day or a companion in your journey of self-care, you're in the right place. So let's embark on this journey of restoration and renewal, creating a space where your mental health is the priority. Hello, hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to Project Renew Podcast. If you're joining us for the first time, a warm hug for you in audio form. I'm your friend and guide on this journey to rejuvenate our nursing spirits. So today's a bit special. As we gather around the virtual table, let me share a tiny secret with you. I love midnight snacks. There's something about sneaking into the kitchen when the world's asleep, right? But as a nurse who has navigated countless night shifts, I also know the tricks our odd hours play on our health and eating habits. My journey into nursing and founding Project Renew was driven by a passion to support nurses like us, the unsung heroes who often forget to take care of themselves while taking care of others. And let's face it, who hasn't found comfort in a quick snack or a steamy cup of coffee at 3 a.m.? Our mission here is simple, yet profound. It's about finding that sweet spot where caring for others meets caring for ourselves, especially when the moon is high and our energy not so much. So buckle up, my night owl friends. Today, we're talking about eating well on the night shift. Tips for staying healthy and focused. Let's dive in. Before we start, remember, I'm here not just as a host, but as a fellow nurse who's been there, done that, and probably eaten that too. So let's explore this together. The night shift. It's a world of its own, isn't it? When the rest of the world sleeps, we nurses are wide awake, guardians in the hush of twilight. But as we embrace these nocturnal hours, our bodies often crave more than just rest. They long for nourishment, both physical and mental. There is no sincere love than the love of food. George Bernard Shaw. But when you're navigating the corridors at 2 a.m., isn't it more than just love? It's a lifeline, a silent cheerleader nudging you through each hour. Today, we're not just talking about food. We're diving into how what we eat, especially during those challenging night shifts, can be a tool to restore, revitalize, and renew our lives. It's about finding that balance where eating well becomes a part of self-care, a part of our commitment to ourselves as much as to our patients. Let's be honest. Emotional eating is a familiar friend to many of us. After a long, taxing shift, who hasn't reached for that comforting slice of cake or a bag of chips? But here's the twist. What if we could turn this habit into a healthful embrace? What if our midnight snack could be both comforting and nourishing. So, dear friends, as the stars twinkle above in the quiet night, cradles us in its embrace, let's embark on a journey to discover how eating well can be our secret weapon. A weapon not just against the fatigue of the night shift, but also an ally in our journey towards mental and emotional wellness. Have you ever found yourself standing in the dim light of the break room at 3 a.m., staring at a microwave meal slowly spinning? I've been there more times than I can count. I remember this one night the ward was bustling and my energy was waning. I grabbed the quickest thing I could find, a packet of chips and soda. Classic night fare, right? As I munched away, I felt that instant rush, that quick fix. But let me tell you, it didn't last long. An hour later, feeling sluggish, my mood dipping just as quickly as my energy had spiked. It was like riding a roller coaster, one that I hadn't signed up for. It's a story I've heard echoed in the hallways, shared over coffee cups. We reach for comfort in sugary snacks and caffeinated drinks, hoping they'll get us through the night. But often, they leave us feeling worse than ever. I've experienced those energy crashes, those moments of low mood, all thanks to the wrong kind of fuel. It's a cycle that so many of us nurses know too well. You grab what's easy, what's comforting, especially during those stressful shifts. And before you know it, you're in a loop, always reaching for the quick fix that never really fixes anything. It's not just about the food, is it? It's about how we're feeling, the stress, the exhaustion, and yes, sometimes the loneliness of the night shift. We're seeking a moment of comfort, a little slice of relief. And that's okay. We're human after all. But what if we could find that comfort in a healthier way? What if we could fuel our bodies in a way that also uplifts our spirits? That's what we're exploring today. It's about understanding that emotional eating is part of our journey, but it doesn't have to define it. We can find a balance, a way to enjoy food that nourishes us, body, and soul. Picture this. It's past midnight and the fluorescent lights of the hospital are casting long shadows. You're in the midst of a shift that feels like it's stretching into forever. The ward is a symphony of beeping monitors, whispering conversations, and the occasional sound of hurried footsteps. It's one of those nights where everything feels a bit off kilter, where the unexpected seems to be the only constant. You haven't had a moment to sit down, let alone think about a proper meal. Your stomach is growling, a reminder of the long hours since your last bite. Then amidst the chaos, you spot it. A bag of chips left on the nursing station. It's not gourmet, but it's quick. You grab a handful. The salty crunch offering a fleeting respite, a momentary escape from the unrelenting pace. And then there's the cake. It's your colleague's birthday, and someone has thoughtfully brought in a homemade delight adorned with creamy frosting. It sits there. Tempting, a beacon of sugary energy. You slice a piece, its sweetness filled your mouth, a sugar rush that promises to propel you through the next few hours. But as you navigate through the corridors, tending to patient after patient, that initial burst fades. You feel it. the slow descent as your energy dips, replaced by a growing weariness. The sugary high has ebbed, leaving you more tired than ever before. Your body yearning for something more substantial, more nourishing. You know too well the convenience food, the quick fixes. They're the easiest choices in a night filled with tough decisions. They're the comfort you reach for when time is scarce and the pressure is mounting. But as the night wears on, you can't help but feel there's got to be a better way, a healthier path through these endless shifts. In these moments, as you move from room to room, tending to those in need, you realize the importance of taking care of yourself too. Let's take a dive to what's really happening here. You know the scenario. It's the middle of the night, your energy is waning, and there's barely a moment to breathe between the endless tasks. In these moments, reaching for that bag of chips or a slice of birthday cake feels like the only option. But have you ever wondered why we crave these quick fixes, especially on night shift? Our bodies are wired to crave certain types of food, especially when we're under stress. And let's face it, the night shift is a whole different beast. Our natural circadian rhythms are thrown off. We're fighting our body's natural inclination to rest. And in response, it screams for a quick source of energy. Hello, sugar and carbs. There's also the issue of accessibility and convenience. During these late hours, the healthier options are often out of reach. Vending machines or the hospital cafeteria, if it's even open, don't always offer the best choices. And when you're juggling a dozen critical tasks, who has the time to sit down for a well-balanced meal? This is more than just a personal struggle. It's a systemic issue. When nurses rely on less than nutritious foods, it affects their energy levels, mood, and overall health. And in the profession where mental clarity and physical stamina are non-negotiable, this can have serious implications, not just for nurses, but for patient care and the healthcare system as a whole. If you're feeling sluggish and unfocused because of a sugar crash, how does this impact your ability to make quick, critical decisions? How does it affect your interaction with patients, your colleagues, or even your own well-being after the shift ends and you're driving home? Addressing this isn't just about individual choices. It's about creating a system where healthier options are accessible and where taking a moment to nourishing yourself is as valued as any other part of the job. After all, taking care of ourselves is the first step in taking care of others. Now let's ground our discussion with some research-based insights. Studies from both American and Canadian healthcare settings paint a clear picture of the challenges nurses face when it comes to eating healthy, especially during night shifts. A study from the American Journal of Nursing revealed something striking. Did you know that nurses working night shifts are significantly more likely to suffer from poorer dietary habits compared to their day shift counterparts? The reasons are multifaceted. The night shifts disrupt our natural body rhythms, leading to altered appetite regulation. Plus, the limited food options available at night often mean resorting to whatever is quick and easy. Usually, that's not the healthiest choice. Canadian research echoes those findings. A survey among nurses in several hospitals in Canada showed a high reliance on caffeinated beverages and processed snacks to stay alert. This isn't just about hunger, it's about finding ways to battle the fatigue that comes with working against our natural sleep cycles. I get it. When you're running on empty, emotionally and physically, during those long night shifts, grabbing a bag of chips or sugary snack feels like the only way to push through. But here's the thing. While these foods might give a quick energy boost, they often lead to an inevitable crash, both in energy and mood. The implications of these dietary choices go beyond just feeling tired. They can impact everything from our ability to make quick decisions to how we interact with patients and colleagues. And let's not forget the long-term effects on our own health. Increased risk of obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. So, why is this issue so prevalent among nurses, particularly on the night shifts? It's a complex mix of environmental factors like limited healthy food, availability, and psychological factors like disrupted circadian rhythms and stress responses. It's clear that this isn't just an individual issue. It's systemic, deeply rooted in the very structure of how healthcare operates at night. But here's the hopeful part. By understanding the problem, we can start to make changes, both personally and in our healthcare environments. We can create a culture where reaching for healthier options become the norm, not the exception, even in the middle of the night. All right, friends, let's talk about solutions. Navigating the night shift without falling into the trap of unhealthy eating is tough, but not impossible. Here's where a little planning can make a world of difference. Think meal prepping. It's not just a trend. It's a lifeline for night shift nurses. Picture this. Your fridge is stocked with healthy, ready-to-eat meals. No more rummaging through vending machines or settling for the leftover birthday cake in the break room. Now, I know what you're thinking. Meal prepping takes time and energy, and who has that after a long shift? But here's the beauty of it. Do it once or twice a week, and you're set. It's about making your future self's life easier and healthier. And how about this for an idea? Accountability partners. Team up with a fellow nurse who also wants to eat healthier. Share recipes, meal prep together, or just check in to encourage each other. It's like having a gym buddy, but for your diet. Imagine turning those night shift breaks into mini health festivals. Instead of cake and chips, what if you all brought in a healthy dish? A potluck, but make it nutritious. Fruit salad, veggie platters, whole grain wraps, delicious and energizing. It becomes a fun challenge. Who can bring the most creative healthy snack? Now let's not forget the elephant in the room, stress. Often reaching for junk food is more about stress management than hunger. That's where self-care comes in. It's not selfish. It's essential. Whether it's meditating, a quick walk, or just a moment of deep breathing, finding ways to manage stress can drastically reduce the craving for comfort foods. Lastly, let's talk about support. Sometimes the urge to stress eat is a sign you need a little help. And that's perfectly okay. Whether it's a chat with a friend, a support group for nurses, or professional counseling, getting support can be a game changer for your mental and physical health. So, dear listeners, consider these practical steps. Think about how you can integrate them into your life. It's not about a complete overhaul. Small, sustainable changes can have a huge impact. Your health, both mental and physical, is precious. Let's protect it together. Now, let's turn these ideas into actions. It's one thing to talk about eating healthier on those challenging nights, but it's another to actually do it, right? So I'm throwing a little challenge your way. Are you ready to take the first step? What's your go-to snack when the hunger pangs hit at 2 a.m.? Is it something quick and sugary, or are you reaching for something that nourishes and sustains you? Now, here's your first action step. For your next shift, pack one healthy snack. Just one. Maybe it's a handful of almonds, a piece of fruit, or a yogurt. Notice how it makes you feel compared to your usual snack. Now, let's get a bit reflective. How does what you eat on your shift affect your mood and energy levels? Do you notice a slump after certain foods? Or maybe you feel more alert and focus with others. Finally, let's take it up a notch. Can you commit to 1 week of bringing a nutritious meal for your night shift? Just 1 week to see the difference it makes. Ah, who knows? It might just become a habit. These small steps can lead to big changes in your mental well-being. Each healthy choice is a step in the right direction. So what do you say? Are you ready to take these small, actionable steps towards a healthier you? Your body and mind will thank you for it. Let's do this together. Well, friends, as we wind down our time together today, let's quickly revisit the heart of our chat. We've explored the rocky road of eating well during those night shifts. We talked about the real struggle of grabbing that quick bag of chips or a slice of birthday cake in the middle of a hectic shift. We've seen how these choices, though small in the moment, can add up to big impacts on our mental and physical health. Remember, it's all about taking those tiny steps towards healthier choices, whether it's packing one nutritious snack, noticing how different foods affect your mood and energy, or committing to a week of wholesome meals. These are the stepping stones to a healthier you. Now, I want to leave you with a quote that's been a beacon of light for me. It goes, "Nourishing yourself in a way that helps you blossom in the direction you want to go is attainable, and you are worth the effort." Deborah Day. Let that sink in. You, my nursing heroes, are absolutely worth every bit of effort. As we part ways today, I'm already excited for our next episode. Get ready to dive into the world of work-life balance, exploring how simple practices can be your secret weapon in managing both long and busy shifts and a thriving personal life. So don't forget to subscribe and join us next time on Project Renew. We're in this journey together, navigating the waves of nursing life with a little bit of heart and a whole lot of soul. Remember, take care of yourself as you take care of others. This is your reminder that you're doing an amazing job. Until then, remember, in the world of nursing, you're never alone. We're here renewing one heartbeat at a time. And that wraps up today's episode of Project Renew. I'm Yona, and it's been a real joy sharing this time with you. As nurses, we know that nurturing our mental health is as crucial as caring for our patients. My hope is that today's conversation has brought you a bit of solace, enlightenment, or perhaps a chance to pause and reflect. If this episode resonates with you, please consider subscribing and spreading the word among your nursing colleagues. We're in this journey together, and your support means everything. Stay connected with us for more inspiring stories and practical advice at www.projectrenew.co. This is your go-to resource for rejuvenation and growth in our demanding but rewarding field. Tune in to our next episode for more engaging discussions and tips to help you thrive in your nursing career. Until then, take care of yourself as well as you take care of others. Here's to restoring, revitalizing, and renewing our spirits, one episode at a time. Farewell for now, and a heartfelt thank you for joining us on Project Renew.